Last week, I had the privilege of talking to Jeff Wells, the senior scientist of the Boreal Songbird Initiative. This initiative has implications for our Northwoods birds, since so many of them are found primarily in the boreal forest.
Tell us about the Boreal Songbird Initiative.
The Boreal Songbird Initiative is a relatively new organization that's working to raise awareness about the importance of the boreal forest of Canada and Alaska to the bird life of North America, and in particular to the birds that we all love in the U.S. that migrate through in winter here. And we're trying to show the connection between those birds that are coming to and from the boreal for nesting, and the fact that most of the products that come out of the boreal for paper and energy and other things are actually going also to the U.S. So the birds that we enjoy are coming from the boreal, and the paper that we use and the energy that we use are the things that are impacting the boreal forest habitat and the birds that we love. So we're trying to make that connection, especially in the U.S.
Is the organization primarily an educational organization then, to raise public awareness?
Yeah, mainly the organization works to raise awareness through education, outreach, media, and so on. But we also have partner organizations that we work with. There's a group called the Canadian Boreal Initiative that developed a whole coalition of groups from nonprofits to industry to government, and they've developed a series of initiatives, especially more recently something called the Boreal Conservation Framework, which is trying to come up with a way to sustainably manage the forest in such a way that the birds and other animals and plants of the forest will be sustained while continuing to see its use for economic purposes. So we have a kind of a whole coalition of groups we work with, and we actually have something called the Boreal Songbird Network, which includes National Audubon and American Bird Conservancy, National Wildlife Federation, Defenders of Wildlife, and so on. And those groups are all part of the network and also are working to raise awareness and, in some cases, to try to pressure some of the industry groups in the U.S. to, for example, to use recycled content in their mailings of their catalogs, as a way to specifically reduce the pressure on the boreal forest.
What are some things radio listeners can do that would help boreal birds, besides trying to get recycled paper and recycling the paper that we use?
Yeah, those are one of the key things in the, using recycled stuff is one of the easy things you can do, of course, and kind of nice because it turns out that helps a whole bunch of other kinds of issues, energy consumption and so on. One of the other ways people can help is through letter writing to different companies, letter writing to newspapers, op-eds and things like that, is also to try to help pressure some of the companies that could do better about using more recycled content. There's two key things where we see this as a major problem. One is in catalog mailings, and in which there's billions of catalogs mailed a year, and most of those, of course, we all just throw away or put in the recycling. And a huge amount of that paper in those catalogs is from virgin boreal forest. Forest has never before been cut, and it's just being cut to make catalogs that get thrown away mostly, or hopefully sometimes recycled. And that's one of the ways, by pressuring some of the companies that do the bulk of that, we can ask them to use more recycled content as a way to be proper stewards. Similarly, tissue paper. Most of the tissue paper we use comes from virgin forest, Canadian boreal forest, just thrown away, flushed down the toilet. And there's no good reason why we can't use more recycled content in that, too. It's just a matter of more consumers letting these companies know that they care enough that they want that to happen. So at our website, we have ways people can get involved in these campaigns and write letters to certain groups.
What's your website?
Our website is www.borealbirds.org.
In order to raise awareness and some financial pledges of support for the Boreal Songbird Initiative, Jeff Wells put together a birding team that entered the World Series of Birding, a 24-hour birding blitz in New Jersey, which ran this year on May 14th. Tomorrow, he'll tell us about what it's like leaving at 11:30 p.m. to get to a specific birding spot by midnight and then birding straight through until the next day's midnight deadline. These interviews about the Boreal Songbird Initiative are supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.